Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
And some people looked at that suggestion and blew right on past it. Money coming out in droves in free agency. But is that the formula for success? Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. and Janae Agumake were presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And before we get to the biggest story of free agency so far, because it's not the two teams that we saw in the Super Bowl last year, even if they might be in the best spot, it's an unusual spender in this marketplace. Before we get to that, and if we really think this can work for the New England Patriots, Janae Agumake was out here on the NBA streets last night professing her love for this show. Guys, we got called up out of the stable here on Janae and Golic Jr. and got thrown into the starting lineup last night. So, Janae, let everyone know where you were last night. We know you were with Maria Taylor, the NBA countdown set, but you also made an appearance in the broadcast booth last night.
It was ladies' night. So excited. My first time working NBA Countdown. I've worked for it, and I'm so excited. Being an NBA analyst, I was extremely grateful for that opportunity. And so I did wraps for the Knicks-Nets game and then also the Warriors-Lakers game and then also joined the broadcast, which was really fun, with Mark Jackson, Dave Pasch. And you guys just beat it on me every day that, Janae, you go on the jump. Janae, you go on SportsCenter. Janae, you go here and there. And you never, ever shout us out. So now I heard y'all loud and clear and on probably one of our biggest stages. I was like, oh, yeah, make sure you guys check out Janae and Golic Jr., 4 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. And, we have fun. And I talk about we talk about everything under the sun.
Oh, Janae, don't worry. We've got the video right here. We're going to throw it out right now, in fact. This is Janae last night letting everyone know that she claims us and she reps us on the big stage in the booth with Dave Pasch, with Mark Jackson. Check this out if you're listening on ESPN Radio or watching on ESPN Plus.
So do you and Golic Jr., do you guys talk UFC? I mean, I know you guys talk everything else on your show.
Look, we talk about everything under the sun on Janae and Golic Jr., 4 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, and it's been really fun for me. You guys know I hoop. I play for the LA Sparks, but I'm also NBA analyst here for ESPN, and we talk about everything under the sun on our radio show. Shout out to Mike Golic Jr., my work husband.
You guys doing awesome.
Yeah! There we go!
That's my host!
He said, that's my host!
That is incredible. So, if you guys were wondering where Janae was yesterday during parts of our show, she was out here balling like that, letting everyone know the good news around here. Everything under the sun.
I'm your host, baby.
All right. Janae Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Like she said, 4 to 7 Eastern every Monday through Friday. Holding it down for you guys here. But it's time for some Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And Janae, we'll get plenty of your reactions. We got Janae's starting five today. Special March Madness edition here as we get ready for the upcoming bracketology good times. We got plenty on that end. We got a breakdown of what we saw in that NBA doubleheader last night. But we've also had big money going out in NFL free agency. Janae, and as we sit here today, the story remains the New England Patriots. What they've managed to do now this offseason, Bill Belichick and this group. Adam Schefter pointed out earlier today, in less than 24 hours, the Patriots have guaranteed over $137.5 million, placing them second in NFL history for the most guaranteed money in a free agent signing period. The record could be theirs before free agency officially begins Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern. That is ridiculous, Chinay, and I think a lot of people have a lot of opinions on it, but when you look at this right now, they were a team that struggled last year, 7-9 last season with Cam Newton in his first year. Do you think that this shows that the Patriots are desperate, or do you feel like this is all a part of a plan we should have seen coming with Bill?
No, I don't think they're desperate. This actually was the convergence of two really beneficial things for them. One, having so much cap space in a year where a lot of people's budgets are shrinking. And two, because those budgets have shrank, you have a lot of people available that normally teams would look to re-sign. And so you're sort of getting them at this discount at a premium. And now this is a perfect marriage of just landing a lot of well-seasoned guys on your roster. And this is perfect. I like this. I know a lot of people say this is not normal for New England. This is not normal for the Patriots. But I do like this because Bill Belichick, like, what does he have to prove outside of what he's rivaling with Tom Brady. You know, his Super Bowls, his success speaks for itself. And as they rebuild, we all are knowledgeable enough to recognize that filling Tom Brady's shoes is hard for the long term. It's not something that you can just try to do a quick fix and put a Band-Aid over and say, all right, we're going to be just fine if we double down here or there. You know, this was a longer term play, maybe knowing that that 7-9 would amount in, all right, we've taken the hit this season. Now we're going to bring in the weapons. We finally found the time to bring in those weapons. And this is sort of what we were shooting for. Bill Belichick is 68 years old. If there's time to play with people's money, it's now, so I'm here for it.
That is true, and it's a good reminder. It is other people's money that he is going out here and spending. And again, the kind of names we're talking about, they brought Cam Newton back, but they signed tight end Jonnu Smith, considered one of the better tight ends in this class. Hunter Henry, considered the best tight end in this class here, as well as Nelson Aguilar, Matthew Judon from the Ravens, Jalen Mills, on and on down this list, Chiné. And you're right, Bill Belichick, I don't think desperate's the right word. Could it be a response? Certainly competitive to what we've seen, yes, but I think we also saw this coming. Because last year the Patriots played a ton of young guys. They knew this financial crunch was coming this year, and so they saved money to give themselves room to play in a buyer's market right now. The one thing that's missing is the starting quarterback that's going to change all of this. That becomes the difficult part, is Cam Newton signed a backup quarterback deal, and so I expect them to treat Cam Newton's place on this roster like that. A great backstop, but they're still a quarterback away. I'm going to read you the recent history of NFL free agent winners and remind everybody what's really important when it comes to delivering on the outcomes next season. But I want you to listen first to Bart Scott. Again, was this morning talking, I believe, on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, and talked about what this move, what this strategy from Bill Belichick is reminiscent of, going way, way back to yesteryear in 2001.
And you look at what they're doing. They're going back to the old school Patriot style before Tom Brady became a superstar. They're going to run the ball. They're going to play possession football. They're going to try and take shots down the field. And they're going to try and play great defense. And that's what, you know, Bill told me. And now they're going to try and run the ball and take shots and use Cam as the 11th guy, the guy that you really can't account for, and hope that they can get back to the form their defense was at a couple of years ago.
Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Chiné and Gold Jr. here on ESPN Radio. And Chiné, I think the form that is more recognizable here is what they were doing then. In 2001, the Patriots signed 23 free agents. 23. Now, they only spent $2.5 million in guaranteed money, so a big difference in this year.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
This was before Tom Brady was around in those parts. But let's look in recent history, Chiné, at the teams that have won free agency, because we're going to hear that a lot in the coming days about who wins and loses free agency. 2016, a lot of people would have said Jacksonville, the Jaguars, won free agency. That following year, they went 13-3, did not make the playoffs. 2017, free agent winner, according to some, was the New England Patriots. 13-3, lost in the Super Bowl there. Tom Brady on that team. 2018, the Tennessee Titans, they go 9-7, don't make the playoffs. That's the year before they bring over Ryan Tannehill, beat the Ravens in the playoffs, do all that great stuff. 2019, free agent winner, the Browns had to fire their head coach. They were 6-10 that year, didn't make the playoffs. And then last year, the Browns finally making a change. They go 11-5 and get a playoff win. Chiné, when you look at where these teams specifically had jumps, it was when you got better play out of Blake Bortles in Jacksonville, because New England had Tom Brady, when Tennessee got Ryan Tannehill and got him to explode, and when the Browns got a competent coach and play caller in there around a quarterback who took a big step. All these free agent moves are great, but they don't mean a damn bit of nothing if you don't have the right head coach in place on your team and if you don't go strike out on that quarterback market. And that's where the Patriots still sit.
Exactly. And I think, you know, overall in sports, free agency, a lot of people get excited thinking that this is where their franchise really changes. No, it's just like, you know, you have a skeleton, but you still need meat on the bones to carry that body around. And so the teams that do better clearly are the ones that have that foundation, having a coach, also knowing who they are, and then use those free agents to enhance. Or if this is the, you know, foundation level, all right, you build with those free agents knowing that you have things coming, whether it is through the draft or trades or acquisitions, there is a plan. And in football, I've learned this year better than most. Football, you need that long-term plan. And I think it's funny bringing back that 2001 Patriots team, because while that might have worked for the future, right, the future of what was to come, taking a quarterback that a lot of people look past and blossoming him into the greatest of all time, arguably, right, I don't know. The game has changed, so it'll be interesting to see how teams react.
Exactly. I don't think you can win the way Bart Scott described anymore right this second. We may get back to that, but I still think this is going to be a league that is dominated by teams like the Chiefs, like the Bills, and like Tampa Bay that can throw it all over the yard here. Have to have some balance, but still going to be a difficult sell. 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. Let us know how you're grading your team's free agent run as we get through the first day and change of free agency. 888-SAY-ESPN. But coming up next, one team reportedly getting ready to make a big swing in the quarterback market. Who could potentially be on the move? And what does their team have to say about it? We'll get to that next. Jhené Angulo Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Jhené Angulo Jr., the podcast.
Not today, Junior. I'm not falling for it.
Ah, it's worth a shot. Jhené Angulo Jr. here on ESPN Radio with an important reminder, by the way. If we can't get Jhené to sing, the least we can do is get you to come and play the bracket challenge with us.
Yes.
March Madness is getting going this weekend. If you go on the ESPN.com, you can check out their bracketology page, the bracket challenge page. We've got a group in there, Jhené Angulo Jr. We would love to do brackets with you, against you, every form of this. But we want to make sure that you guys know what's at stake here, because I don't know if you know this. ESPN Radio, in addition to having more Johns per capita than any other department at this company, so much Philly around here, it's crazy. ESPN itself is also home to maybe more St. Bonaventure grads
than
almost anybody else here. Our own Justin Craig, who's the PD here in radio.
Correct.
Devin Kane, who's one of our great producers. Adrian Wojnarowski, our ESPN NBA insider.
Annoying.
But
it's
Devin. So, Jhené, this is where it gets interesting. Devin's come in here, and he's made a pretty bold proclamation about this. So, Devin, you guys are a 9 seed. You've got LSU in the first round here. How are we feeling about the Bonnies heading into the tournament?
We feel good. I mean, LSU's really good offensively, and Bonaventure's really good defensively. So something's got to give in this first-round matchup.
So, like, you're already starting to dream big. We're in the radio. We're in the break here. You're talking about what if St. Bonaventure wins the national championship. So what are you willing to put on the line? If I make one of my brackets in this challenge, because in honor of my father, I have to do multiple. If I make one of these, having the Bonnies go all the way and win this thing, what are you going to do if and when they win?
If they win, I will streak through ESPN Radio and then promptly lose my job.
All right. There we go. I just want everyone from St. Bonaventure clear on that one. That is our producer, Devin. He is willing to risk life, limb, and his livelihood for this.
Just keep your social distance from me. That's all I ask.
Always, Jhené.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at progressive.com.
So per capita, Johns and St. Bonaventure, the Bonnies, and then we've got a lot of Northwesterners as well.
Yes. Oh, God, yeah. Northwestern people, you can't. And listen, you'll always know because they'll tell you before you ever get to them that they went to
perp.
Northwestern. So
that purple. Ooh.
So much perp out here. And
yuck.
Jhené, you know what? Perp has been one of the colors. Green has been another color that's been out here for the last day because we've seen tons of teams spending money free agency. With the exception of a notable few, Field Yates tweeted out earlier a list of teams that have yet to acquire a free agent from a different team, meaning they didn't just re-sign someone from there. They haven't gone out and bought from anyone else yet. The Bears, the Bills, the Bucks, the Colts, the Eagles, the Falcons, the Packers, the Rams, the Saints, and the Seahawks. And the Seahawks, who sit idly by right now and watch their star quarterback who asked that you get him more protection, they watch big offensive lineman, Joe Tooney signed with Kansas City. Kevin Zeitler signed with the Ravens. On and on down the list. Rodney Hudson released right in the division by a team that Russ said he'd like to go to. And so, Jhené, people are starting to get desperate because Seattle is sitting on their hands. That stimmy hit, and they're putting it in the bank, and they're going to let it collect interest, apparently in that spot. But that did not stop one of our analysts from dreaming big, Jhené. This is Dan Orlovsky, our ESPN NFL analyst, who went on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin Monday and talked about, all right, if the Seattle's not going to do anything here, let's talk about the Chicago Bears and their pursuit of Russ. Here was Dan.
Yeah, so how do the Bears get Russell Wilson? And they've got to stop, and we have to all stop thinking it's just the Bears and the Seattle Seahawks involved. It's got to kind of be, it takes three to tango. And if I was the Bears, I got a desperate need at the most important position, right? So I call, I don't have the ability to replace Russell Wilson. So I call the New York Jets and I'll go, okay, if we send you Khalil Mack and Kyle Fuller, two great defensive players, and our first round pick for this year, will we then be able to send you those three guys? And then you take, the New York Jets take Sam Darnold, your 23rd pick this year, so you keep the second pick, your two first-rounders next year, and send them to Seattle, and then Seattle sends Chicago Russell Wilson.
Mm.
So, like, it's almost NBA-like, right, Jay? And so yeah, we've got to stop thinking, like, how do the Bears do it and only including those two teams? They've got to get creative, and they've got to get courageous. And so I think, like, finding three teams to be a part of it is the best way for the Bears to pull it off.
All right.
Spicy.
And now we're talking.
And on the surface, it sounds insane, Sinead, because the three-team trade thing doesn't happen very often in the NFL, but this is twofold. It is one, I don't understand what Seattle's doing right now.
Thank you.
They came into this offseason with a surplus of cap space, about $20 million heading into free agency, and a quarterback who said, I don't want to get hit. Where we sat up here, I sat up here with you and said, if you're a team looking to remake your offensive line and you've got some money, this is your offseason. Crickets. And on the other side, you've got Chicago that's quietly sitting here saying, all right, we're going to let Mitch Trubisky walk. Jeremy Fowler said 2 days ago, our ESPN NFL insider, they're looking to take a big swing because if not, they've got nothing else right now, Chiné. Look, we're going to talk to Sarah Spain later on in this show, co-host of Spain and Fitz, big-time Chicago Bears fan, and they're getting ready to have, like, Nick Foles in a quarterback battle with Marcus Mariota at this point, Andy Dalton, I don't know.
You know, I do like the NFL to NBA comp because don't you feel like this season, this offseason has been as NBA-like as possible that the NFL has been? And when it comes to the biggest trade that the NBA has seen this past season, James Harden, how many teams did it involve? It involved the Houston Rockets, it involved the Brooklyn Nets, it involved the Indiana Pacers. And then also, I believe, the Cleveland Cavaliers. It was four teams. Now, I'm not saying get to that echelon, but if you can find a solution to be creative, I know it's a little bit more difficult and it's harder for people to wrap their minds around. I'm not mad at this because the Seahawks haven't shown any of the signals saying, hey, we are working to try to make you happy, at least publicly, outwardly. The Bears need help. And the Jets, I mean, they've made at least a few, you know, a small bit of acquisitions, but I can see this as one of those things. You know, we hear Dan talk a lot. We're like, Dan. But this one's kind of fun because maybe it stokes someone's imagination.
Maybe it does. Maybe people will get creative because you're right. We're seeing some of these teams, the Jets that you mentioned here, start to build up around this. Certainly Russ is going to be the name we talk about. But don't forget Deshaun Watson, who has actively expressed that he does not want to be in Houston, unlike Russell Wilson, where it's been quiet out there, but a little too quiet in the Pacific Northwest. So coming up next, why don't we head there? Have we reached a point of no return with Russ and the Seahawks? Because the only news, and we'll talk to the newsbreaker next out of Seattle, is players leaving, not any of the help Russ is looking for. We'll get to why that's the case after this word from Body Armor. Now, giving Sinead Stallion a day off. She's working hard yesterday. Magic Mike's in the building now.
Let's go.
Let's go, guys. Body Armor Light, here to help you achieve your fitness goals this year. And as a guy who has already sweated through this gray t-shirt the first half hour of the show, I am on my way to achieving fitness goals during the body of this show. Body Armor Light is the low-calorie sports drink that's hydrating your active lifestyle or your sports talk radio hosting because it's got no artificial sweeteners, no sugar added, and only 20 calories per 16-ounce bottle. It comes in delicious flavors, peach mango, tropical coconut, strawberry lemonade. Body Armor Light is keeping you hydrated during your workouts, like our Chiné Agumake hitting two-a-days right now, and your busy day hosting a radio show later on. From now till April 30th, buy $20 of any Body Armor product to earn $10 in fitness cash that are going to go towards select fitness retailers nationwide. Learn more at bacommittofit.com. That's bacommittofit.com. What are the Seahawks doing or not doing next here on ESPN Radio?
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Are there actually, even after all of this initial success, Nets fans? Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Janae Agumake, who was with you guys on NBA Countdown last night, getting everyone ready and informed for the doubleheader that we had. Lakers take down Golden State pretty easily. The Nets hold on a pretty controversial one there, that travel call at the end for the Knicks. But, Janae, it was more interesting to me in that matchup. Yeah, the Knicks played hard and all that stuff, but hearing James Harden say, yeah, it sounded like a lot of Knicks fans in the building. Like, I'm amazed. The Nets are so good, and it's still going to be a struggle to get people in that city to care about them.
Look, it balances out because Bobby Shmurda, the rapper, was there. So while there might have been a lot of Knicks fans the same way at Staples Center, even if it's a Clippers home game, there are a lot of Lakers fans. At least they got Bobby Schmurter doing a money dance.
I'm going to say, you got to take small victories at this point right now.
He shouted him out. Did you see that on Instagram? He's like, oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. Listen, again, taking any win you can get right now. You're going to win plenty on the court, but I keep wondering, and we'll get to that in about 10 minutes, what it's going to take for the Nets to win in the court of New York at this point, because we know that's going to be a tougher one for them to come by. But before we get to that, we had big news breaking all over. NFL free agency today has been hot and heavy, with the exception of a couple of teams. And for more on that, we're going to go to one of the newsbreakers, Michael Sean Dugar, who broke the news, Shaquille Griffin heading to the Jags, according to a source, hearing it'll be a three-year deal worth up to $44.5 million, $29 million guaranteed. And we appreciate the time pointing out what I think everyone else noticed, that the Seahawks have really sat on their hands through this early portion of free agency. How frustrating is it for Seahawks fans to look at this team right now and the way they're not spending during this initial wave?
Yeah, it's frustrating every year, even though Seahawks fans like know it's coming. They know during those first couple of days of free agency, John Schneider and Pete Carroll are probably like in Cabo or something, chilling, sipping drinks, not even really worried about everyone else, buying all the pass rushers and their receivers. And their only real moves are usually to try to sign their own guys. This is just one of those rare instances where they had a guy in free agency who was also a big name, and they actually did have to fight and up their price and up their price. Like, I think they really upped it all the way up until about noon Eastern today. And then Jacksonville came and said, no, we got this. And then threw Shaquille the bag. But yeah, Seattle's going to continue to be pretty silent on this because they think they can draft and develop talent, and just they prioritize keeping their own cat.
But I think priorities are going to be really interesting based on the situation transpiring with Russell Wilson. And don't we all wish that we could be in Cabo, you know, smoking a cigar, drinking with
sounds nice. Yeah.
Like, super nice. I wish I was that level of unbothered. But I feel like Seahawks fans probably wish they were a little bit more bothered considering his talent level. On a scale of like 0 to Deshaun Watson, where do you think Russ sort of falls in the grade?
You know, I think he's close to whatever Deshaun's at. I think the similarities are that both of them are upset with management, but management is not as upset with the player, which makes sense because they kind of hold the cards and they have the guys under contract for 3+ years. As it pertains to free agency, though, like, I was watching the video the other day, so it's like fresh in my mind. Like, the Seahawks free agency is kind of like the Remember the Time video with Michael Jackson, in that, like, you remember Eddie sitting there and they're bringing him like entertainment. And it's his job to, like, approve the entertainment. I think Magic's actually the one bringing them in. But, like, that's where the Seahawks are. Like, Russell sits there, and if they bring in a guy or ask him about a guy or sign a guy, it's, like, all for Russ's approval, especially up front. You know, it's like they need linemen. Why didn't they go get Tooney? Why didn't they go get Lindsley? You know, now Russ is kind of sitting there like, you missed on Lindsley, you missed on Tooney, you missed on Zeitler. You're probably going to miss on Rodney Hudson. He's sitting there like Eddie was in the Remember the Time video, just pissed. You know, and not entertained because he knows he's going to get hit a bunch this year.
Talking to Michael Sean Dugar with us here, Seahawks reporter at The Athletic on the Goodyear Hotline. And to that end, we remember when Russ came out and told, you know, his agent told Adam Schefter that he didn't want to be traded from Seattle, but if he was, it was going to be to the Chicago Bears, the Las Vegas Raiders, the Dallas Cowboys, the New Orleans Saints. As we look around now, Jameis Winston signed in New Orleans, Las Vegas releasing Rodney Hudson, like you mentioned, Dallas re-signing Dak. At this point, based on the way some of these parts have changed, do you see some side blinking first on this one? The Seahawks finally giving Russ what he wants, or Russ realizing he's got limited destinations and thus limited leverage here?
Yeah, I think Seattle really tried a little bit. They try every year, but I think they were in on the Zeitler cat. I think they're trying on the Rodney Hudson one, but I don't think they're making much progress on that, even though it just happened. If you're Russ, though, it's like it's twofold. You're like, damn. These guys really can't get me anyone. It's like, did they not hear me? Like, I was all over TV and the internet saying how frustrated I am, and they still didn't do anything. On the flip side, it's like Dallas never really wanted you, man. Sorry, they like Dak. New Orleans is, I think, still over the cap, you know, and they still have to get back under it by, like, tomorrow at 1 o'clock Pacific. The other Raiders, Russ liked the Raiders, in part because they got John Gruden. He also liked that they had a good O-line. Well, I think they have, like, literally one good O-lineman left. You know, now Russell is forced to just go out there and try to be Superman again. But no matter what, I think what this spells is that Seattle's not going to cave to Russ's demands, and Russ clearly sees that. So now in 2022, this relationship is really over now.
Yeah, keep kicking this down the road as the tension builds in Seattle. Follow him on Twitter at Mike Dugar. Check him out writing for The Athletic, Seahawks reporter there. We appreciate the time and the insight. Enjoy the rest of free agency.
Thank you guys for having me. Peace.
Michael Sean Dugar with us here on the Goodyear Hotline, Seahawks reporter for The Athletic. And Chiney, he mentioned it, and we hear this all the time. Mina Kimes, our friend and ESPN NFL analyst, big Seahawks fan. This isn't unusual from Seattle to sit idly by in free agency. But in a buyer's market, when you've got cap space and a quarterback who's actually given you a pretty clear understanding of what he wants, I have a feeling it hits a little bit different this year.
Yeah, I just wonder, you know, how much, and I'm not saying that ego is a bad thing because it's what makes athletes great. It's what makes competitors great. You know, Pete Carroll, both Russell Wilson. But I just wonder, you know, being so much firmly themselves, I wonder if it's really affecting how this is going to really shake out in the future.
I think we're going to see for this year, $39 million cap hit if they were to let Russ go or trade him, not going to happen. They're not going to give away one of the best quarterbacks in the league without getting a quarterback or someone comparable in return. I think they're going to stick around, but what have we always said? Great teams, the one that wins Super Bowls, Tampa Bay recently, the Chiefs, when New England was consistently winning, you've got a quarterback, a GM, and a coach that are on the same page.
Yep.
That is anything but in Seattle right now. Reminder, go and fill out your bracket. Get it into our bracket challenge, Chiney and Golic Jr. for the men's tournament. College basketball season is there. It's tournament time. That means the Wendy's Wooden Watch is announcing the final ballot. Go to ESPN.com, search Wooden Watch for the list of Wooden Award late season top 15 nominees. The John R. Wooden Award presented by Wendy's. All right, coming up next, the Nets managed to skate by last night in the crosstown rivalry, I guess we'll call it that, against the Knicks. What's the last big test waiting for this team? We'll get to that after this word from Indeed.
Oh, what time it is? Oh, it's 4:40 on the East, 1:40 on the West. But when 4 o'clock hits, y'all know we mean business here on Chiney and Golic Jr., at least Mondays through Thursdays, because Fridays we twerk. As a business owner, time is your most valuable resource, your MVP. That's why Indeed has Instant Match. Post a sponsored job and Indeed searches millions of resumes in their database to deliver candidates who best fit your job description. Now, do you want to go beyond the resume, though? Choose from over 135 skills tests to challenge applicants on hard skills like computer proficiency or even soft skills like customer service. Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, like all together combined, according to Talent Nest. You can learn more at Indeed.com/credit. Now, your girl was on the mic for NBA Countdown last night. New York, stand up. We had the Knicks versus the Nets, and it came down to the final whistle, controversy and all. We will tell you good call or bad call. Good John or bad John. Right after this on Chiney and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live. Come look at us. And, yeah, all of our goodness on ESPN Plus.
Chiney and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Reminder, the NBA is on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight. Robert Covington and the Blazers host Jackson Hayes and the Pelicans. Jackson Hayes, by the way, tried to end somebody's whole life.
Loved it.
This weekend.
I was watching it real time, like on my TV, and I was on the phone with the boo. And I was like, oh my gosh, this was a dunk. And I was like, oh, really? Was it a good one? I was like, no. Everyone's going to be talking about it like now. And then bam, bam, bam. Everyone was talking about it. Loved it. And then the head taps after. I loved it.
Well, that was Chiney Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. By the way, the NBA on ESPN Radio is presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN Radio stations. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Chiney, that wasn't long after Anthony Edwards again went down the lane with no regard for human life. Like, we may have come off a dunk contest that a lot of us looked at as lackluster, but the in-game dunks in the NBA with folks like that,
delivered.
They're in good hands.
Also, I'd like to shout out friend of the show, Robert Covington. Yes, I saw what you did there, producer Shannon, with the read. So shout out Robert Covington. He's team Chiney and Golic Jr., yes.
Absolutely. All day, every day. We'll have to get him back in the show soon. Continue to celebrate Portland and their second half run. But
CJ's back. Yay.
Yes, I was going to say CJ McCollum coming back. Going to be huge for them down the stretch here. And that's what a lot of the second half of the season feels like in the NBA, Chiney. It's waiting around for who's coming back right now. We know the Lakers still waiting to hear what's going on with Anthony Davis and his possible return to that lineup. And then last night, you were a part of the NBA Countdown covering a doubleheader. We had those Lakers going and getting a pretty easy win against the Golden State Warriors. And then we had the Brooklyn Nets and the New York Knicks square off. Now, that game ended up being a close game here, controversial down the stretch. So, first off, Chiney, you were all over the NBA broadcast last night, NBA Countdown. Did the Knicks get hosed on that call, that travel call on Julius Randle?
1,000%, yes. Mm. And you know what really stinks? We have coaches' challenges, which are great. And normally, I remember when the coaches' challenge was just instituted a year or so ago, and people started using it earlier just for fun, and it's cute. But they realized, oh my gosh, this could be a huge advantage for us late if it comes down to one possession. You know, Coach Thibodeau used it late, but it was one play too late, you know, or too early. Because if he had the challenge, they would have seen that Kyrie Irving deflected the ball. And so Julius Randle was allowed to regain control, however he had it, you know, in position. So it was a bad call. I wish the coach's challenge could have reversed it. But I'm proud of the New York Knicks. Yes, I said that. I am proud of the New York Knicks for fighting their way, you know, clawing their way back to that game.
This is the part that worries me, though, Chiney, is this is moral victory territory. Like, I feel like we're patting the Knicks on the head right now, like they're at the kids' table of the NBA, because we know what the ceiling looks like.
No. Okay? What I loved about the matchup yesterday, Brooklyn versus the New York Knicks, right? It was strength on strength, and you have to recognize that in an NBA that is led, the number one, you know, the strength is number one offense in the NBA, the Brooklyn Nets, versus the New York Knicks, Knickerbockers, with the number four defense in the NBA. That is pretty much the reason why they are currently in the playoff standings, because a lot of teams are falling in love with the offense. They lean on that. Coach Thibodeau knows exactly what to do. He can grind. I made the comparison, I think, a while ago to Jim Harbaugh, right? Like, set that foundation, be really gritty. He's got them playing great defense, so much so that it got them back in the game. That deserves respect. If you are top five in the NBA defensively, you get my respect, period.
All right, I appreciate that. And clearly, I think a lot of people are taking notice of what the Knicks are building there. We heard Brian Windhorst say he thinks a marquee free agent is going to force their way to New York in the next 12 months. And Jay Williams, co-host Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin, who does a great job covering basketball for us as ESPN, also said free agents just need to know, hey, they're on their way.
Young assets that continue to play well, this only helps the Knicks. And if they find a way to get to the playoffs, that's what people want to see. That's what free agents want to see. The New York Knicks knocking on the door. Yeah. You don't have to walk all the way through the door, but just the fact that you're at the party, willing to knock on the door, speaks volumes about where the Knicks are at.
Chiney Golick Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golick Jr. and Chiney Agumake here. Now, listen, maybe they've got a chance to make some noise down the stretch. Be a Cinderella team. Chiney's top five. Chiney's starting five. March Madness edition coming up in a little while on this show. We'll find out there. But, Chiney, are you buying what Jay is selling here, that this is going to be enough of a signal? Because I think it's one thing to see effort, and I think it's another thing to see fertile ground where you can grow. And Tom Thibodeau, we know, is someone with a different past when it comes to being attracted to free agency, James Dolan in this franchise. So do you think what we're seeing is enough of a start on this to make what Jay's saying true?
I'm 50-50. We've only seen 50% of the season. So if they're able to follow through and make the playoffs, then I'm all in. Like, you have a foundation there of guys playing basketball, moving the basketball the right way on both ends. You have someone that has blossomed, you know, even later in his career, into an NBA All-Star. You have a rookie a few years ago blossoming too into a top tier, just coming off of, you know, two games removed from his career high in RJ Barrett. So you're showing signs of growth both at a team perspective and at an individual perspective. And if they can put all of that together and get in the playoffs, all right, now you're talking. I just was laughing at Jay Will's analogy about knocking on the door of a party. I'm like, who knocks on the door of a party? You just go right in and turn up. You know what I mean? I think at the end of the season, if they're in the playoffs, people are going to go right in and turn up.
Playoffs or bust? Is that fair to say for the Knicks this year?
Yes. Yeah, for the success. Yeah, for sure.
For what they're trying to build.
It's so close. It's so close. It's right in front of them. They just have to play solid basketball and just not forget themselves. You know, like we see some teams sort of, we saw it in the bubble. Some teams, you know, forgot themselves, you know, just by, you know, losing that chemistry. It can come and go. But if they can maintain that and prove that it works over a season, oh my gosh, yes. If I'm seeing success now, hold on to it, because you don't know when it's going to happen next.
You don't,
especially
know.
Especially for the Knicks.
I think that becomes the difficult part. What level of free agent you're starting to attract? Because, listen, a team like the Suns, not necessarily a marquee market. You get Chris Paul over there. You've got Devin Booker already. It can change a lot. What would the Knicks need? We can get to more of that later. But coming up next, we got to get back into NFL free agency that is still continuing to rage. a little bit of magic sprinkled into an equation last night. How much does it change the NFC East? And are we breaking new ground on the way we break news? Next on ESPN Radio.
Rage and party. I see you.
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.